Let's open our Bibles to Romans chapter 3. Does anybody know what we're talking about?
Righteousness.
Righteousness. We're talking about righteousness. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 is the favorite of many preachers. And it says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Verse 23 then says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And then, of course, they leave out everything between 3 and 22. So I want to read and put back some of those, not all of them, but Romans chapter 3, verse 10 says, it's interesting why they leave out verse 11. Romans 3:10 says, "As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understands, there's none that seeks after God." Well, that would mean they don't understand then. They leave that one out. And then verse 20 says, "Therefore by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified." That's the point, one of the points. In His sight. Notice it's in His sight. People feel themselves justified all the time by keeping laws. Religious laws. But that wasn't the point of the law, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, see, not the righteousness of man, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In other words, if you leave out all those verses between Romans 3:10 and Romans 3:23, then you've not rightly divided the Word of God. You've divided it, but not rightly. So, certainly, for the sinner, Romans 3:10 is important. There's none righteous, no, not one. Sinners need to know that. That's important. But for the Christian and those who get saved, it's very important to know that Jesus came not just to save a person, but to restore them to righteousness. And if you leave that part out, then you've missed the point of salvation. The real theme of Romans is not sin, it's God through Jesus Christ restores us to righteousness. That's the theme of the Bible. We lost righteousness in the Garden of Eden, and God restores righteousness. That's the theme of the whole Bible. Just to give you a sense of the importance of righteousness, comparing words. You know, when a word is mentioned many, many times, then that means it's important. We're concentrating on the word righteousness, but I want to give you some other words that are important, but they're not used as often as righteousness. In the New Testament, the word save is found 64 times. The word saved is found 57 times. The word salvation is found 45 times. The word born again is only found 3 times. Your sins are forgiven is only found 3 times. People major on that. Forgiveness is only found 6 times. Just is found 35 times. Justify, this is the family of righteousness. Just is found 35 times. Justified 31 times. Justification 3 times. Righteous 43 times. And righteousness 99 times. Now, just in the book of Romans, which is considered to be the great doctrinal book, what we're looking at, the word save is found 1 time. The word saved is found 8 times. The word salvation is found 4 times. The word forgiveness is not found at all. The word born again is not found at all. The word just is found 5 times. The word justification is found 3 times, and it's only found in Romans, nowhere else in the Bible. Righteous is found 4 times. Righteousness is found 39 times. In the book of Romans. And like I said, righteousness is found 99 times. 39 of those in the book of Romans. So the theme of Romans is not that there's none righteous, no, not one. The theme of Romans is justification and righteousness, or righteousness through justification. You know, we've all heard the term the Roman road to salvation, where people take certain scriptures, but it's really the Roman road to justification and righteousness. The end of salvation is righteousness. Salvation without righteousness can't work, and salvation without the knowledge of righteousness produces failure. Let me say that again. Salvation without the knowledge of righteousness produces failure, which produces law. The Jews couldn't live up to the law of God, so they changed it. And that's what happens. What I'm getting at is this. Many Christians don't know who they are. They don't know what they are. They don't know what they have, and they don't know what they can do. Righteousness is not an action. I can remember years ago when I was in the Baptist church, I thought that righteousness was something that you grew into, and through your actions you became perfect. But righteousness is not an achievement. It's not an attainment. It's a legal position or standing with God. And it's being in right standing with God. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, He's committed unto us the ministry of reconciliation. That means to get back in right standing with God. God created man to have fellowship. And without right standing with God, you can't have that. You know, if you've ever had a dog and you come home and your dog's done something wrong and he's hiding. Ever been there? Amen. Why? He has lost his sense of right standing. Adam hid from God, didn't he? Why? He lost his sense of right standing with God. Because he lost right standing with God. We need to know that we are the righteousness of God, and it's not bestowed upon us by man or by ourself. It can only be bestowed upon us by God. Adam was righteous in the Garden of Eden. Enoch was righteous, or had right standing with God. Noah had right standing with God. Abraham had right standing with God. And God wants all men to have right standing with Him. The Bible says that Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And then it says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham, which is righteousness, might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. It means uprightness. It means that we can come before God as if we had never sinned. When we do sin, we need to ask Him to forgive us, and He's just and righteous to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So righteousness is a result of a legal action called justification. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith. Justified means in the courts of heaven, we were stamped not guilty. Being not guilty, we are righteous. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. You cannot have peace with God without righteousness. You're always trying to be what you already are. You're trying to become what God made you. There's something in a man who yearns for righteousness, right standing. If they don't get it from God and they don't know how, then they'll seek it from men. And men give them religion. And religion has set rules that if you keep them in their eyes and in your own eyes, you will have achieved right standing. But not right standing with God, but right standing with man. Only God can declare a man righteous. Let me give you some other translations of Romans 5:1. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are justified. We're declared righteous. You know, the word in the Greek language Both the word justified and the word righteous start with D in the Greek language. And they're, one follows the other in the alphabet, in the listing of alphabetical words in the New Testament. The New Living Testament of Romans 5:1, the New Living says, therefore, since we've been made right in God's sight, which is the result of justification, being made right in God's sight, being made right. It's a wonderful thing to know that you have been made right. You don't have to do something to be made right. Actually, when you know that you've been made right, you're free to do right. Young's literal says, having been declared righteous. God's word for today says, now that we have God's approval by faith. Another one says, we've been made right with God because of our faith. The Message Bible says, by entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him. We have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus.